Hallelujah. I sweat over it. Where he put us in there to do, I have struggled over stuff, struggled trying to do it, trying to get it. When he wants us to become believers, trust us. God said it, that sells it. Now, I believe it, I take action on it. And once I say what God said, I do not change. Amen. I stay with it. And see, it's me. I got to grow. I got to stay with it so I can grow up and get it become real to me, revelation to me. It illuminates my spirit. Like I said, we get to it later on. You notice what he said in Ephesians 1:18? That your eyes, your heart being flooded with light, the eyes of your understanding being light, that you may know what the hope is called, where the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Mm-hmm. He wants your heart illuminated with his revelation. Amen. And that's why the Holy Spirit is in your spirit to illuminate your heart. So you won't try to operate like the world does. They get money and that stuff. And really, this what it is. It belongs to us. Just like Adam gave it to Satan, that's what we've been doing, letting them have it. And we sit back and say, well, poor old me, you know, poor old me. Poor old me. That's our attitude. I can't do nothing. I can do a little. But God wants your thinking so out there. And I know we haven't thought. We hadn't thought further enough. He wants us, he said, the heavens higher than the earth, so am I what? Ways higher than your ways, my thoughts and your thoughts. Right? Isaiah 55:8-9. He want you to think. He wants us to think his thoughts. He wants to think, I can do anything I want to do. Anything God tells me to do, I can do it. But numbers like $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, it scares us. Because we're looking at what? I ain't got that. Yeah, I do. I just know how to reach it. I'm trying to locate it in this natural. It's not in there. Keith Moore said one time, and I'm closing, said one time this fella was looking for, saw like your fellow looking for a file in his file cabinet. He looks in his drawer. He go through all the files. He didn't find it. Then he go back again. He pull his drawer back out and he go through it again. And he didn't find it. And next time he think about it again, he go back and pull the drawer out and dump all the files in the floor. By this time, you all know it's not in there. That same way we're trying to get these revelations true from God. They're not in your nature. You can't see it. That's why you have to leave it alone. You have to train your mind to be quiet. Finally, my brother read this morning, didn't you? I think you read this morning. Hey, you could put that up real quick. Philippians 4:8, I believe is what it is. Real quick, and I'm closing with this. I know I've gone over a little bit. I was supposed to teach 15 minutes, but I went over. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. True, whatsoever things are. Honest, whatsoever things are. Just, whatsoever things are. Pure, whatsoever things are. Lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any praise, do what? Think on these things. That's what you want to do. But it takes discipline. It takes discipline to think on these things because your mind wants to go here, wonder about that. I don't know why they said that. They know we can't do this. They know. But take discipline and train yourself. This is the way I think. All right, Usher, y'all come on before I take up another session. Did you get any help tonight? Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. What does he reign with? Wisdom and with power. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's why we find people get in trouble. They don't know their God. They don't spend enough time with their God to get to know him. Paul said that I may what? Know him, power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, being made what? Conformable unto his death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody standing, they should come and we're going to agree with, going to pray. And see, this paper represents what is your faith can reach into the realm and get, and you sow that. But you know what is rich and what wealth is, what health is. All right? Y'all ready? Father, how grateful we are. There is no one, I mean no one, like you. Now we are part of you. We've been born into the realm of your spirit. We've been made one with the Lord Jesus. Matter of fact, he's called the head. He's the head of the church and we're the body. And we're called the body of Christ. And you said you're giving everything into his hand. And we're heirs of God. That's who we are. And joint heir with Jesus. Now, Father, as we release our faith in our giving tonight, we thank you for uncertain, or should I say, surprise over beyond anything we could think. Hallelujah. Coming to us, my, that wisdom, ooh, will cause us to rise to the place of faith and grace and operate in your divine ability to increase mightily. And what we're in this earth to do, we get it done by the grace of God. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you. Every household is blessed. Every individual in the household is blessed. All of our needs are met. We are the healed, the well. We walk in divine health. We prosper. And I thank you that we win souls. We make disciples. We preach the gospel. We thank you that miracles take place. The dead is raised, the blind see, the lame walk. The poor is made wealthy, and those that are broken is put together. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we go from this place. We are never alone, but greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for all these things and that we're learning to walk in them in the last day. And it will be said of us, here come those that have turned the world upside down has come amongst us. And we thank you, and Father, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all the glory goes to you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You're dismissed.